Right now, it's time to speak with the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens. We've got him on the line right now with the board meeting coming up tonight. Some really cool ribbon cuttings either just happening or coming up. And some upcoming events as we officially get into the summer season. Mayor Stevens, how are you?
I am well, and you're right. It's happening in Hillsborough, as it always is. And just kind of cool things are happening. And of course, we have our regular meetings tonight too, and even some cool things tonight. One of which is we'll be celebrating with the graduates of the Citizens Academy, and so that's always fun. And we also regularly do reaffirmations and swearing-ins of our police officers, and so that's always a good thing. And of course, we have a couple regular things on our business agenda. Probably the most, one of the more fun or interesting things is the town. I assume that the board is going to be able to do this, is going to agree to it, but we'll be gifting 29 acres that the town now owns and gifting that to the Okanichi Mountain, to the state of North Carolina for incorporation into the state natural area, which of course is a wonderful thing for Hillsborough. It's currently being used at least to the area now, but we might as well let them have this so they can manage it. And then the other thing probably of significance is the Settlers Point, looking at what are the options going forward for that District 2 part of some commercial development south of town. And there's some, we'd like to see commercial down there. There's some questions that the town has. So I think there's going to be some lively discussion about that.
Awesome. HillsboroughNC.gov. If you're listening out there and you want the full agenda for the board's meeting, it's tonight at 7 o'clock at the town barn, and those two items and a couple of other big ones on the agenda for this evening. Let's talk about ribbon cuttings. I was in Hillsborough just the other day, and I noticed King Street Bar is just about to open. Got excited about that, but that's only one of several, right?
Well, one of only several, and a quick correction, Aaron, King Street Bar is open.
I was there, it was several days ago, and it hadn't quite opened yet, but now it's open.
Now it's open. So it is now open. It opened officially on Friday,
nice.
And this coming Thursday, we'll have a ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock. It's a nice place. It seems distinctive from the other establishments around town. Really good to Josh is the staff there, and so some familiar faces. And what I noticed, since my gallery is right there on the same street as King Street, is that the energy that we often see in the evening in front of Laplace and Antonio's mm-hmm. and the Wooden Nickel is now just sort of curved around the street in the evening, and in a very, very pleasant way. So very, very happy about that. So King Street Bar is now open. The ribbon cutting at 5, coming out and join chamber members for that celebration. And on Friday, we have another ribbon cutting. This is for expansion of the car dealership. And so this is the Dodge Chrysler Jeep that's going to be right there in South Churton. And that's going to be Friday afternoon. But Aaron, I would be remiss if didn't mention the ribbon cutting that we had last Thursday, which was for the new continuation, I guess, of the Village Diner, which mm-hmm. is such an icon. You've eaten at the Village Diner, sometime in your history. Well, you know, Josh from who you know had been part of the Hillsborough Barbecue and has done some food trucks and has been sort of slowly just trying to. Make sure he eases into the refurbishment and the continuation of the Village Diner, which is a great little local place right there on King Street in West Hillsborough. And the ribbon cutting was so nice because we had right there front and center was Ethel, who opened the restaurant 45 years ago. And so that was just kind of fun to have her there. She was very, very excited. And, the Village Diner has been a family-owned business for over 40 years, and this just continues the trend in a new and very kind of modern Hillsborough kind of way, and yet still very down home, still very kind of some classic diner food. So just great to see that continuing on. We you know, that's one of those little things we've been worried about.
Awesome. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for events and happenings around town. A lot of businesses opening, a lot of excitement as we head into summer. That also means construction projects ongoing, including one that I know you wanted to talk about, the CMAQ project in West Hillsborough, which is going to be really cool.
Sure. And, you know, CMAQ is one of those four-letter acronyms. CMAQ, and that's congestion mitigation and air quality, and that basically is some federal funding that we were able to obtain, which is helping pay for this project. What this is really at the West End, the West Hillsborough, down by Hillsborough Barbecue, Mystery, Nash Street. First thing that's going to be happening, we've now signed the contracts. Our public spaces director, Stephanie Trubel, is very, very excited to be really underway. We're using the same contractors, Sunrock and Summit, who were involved in the downtown Hillsborough project. So we know how to work with them. They did an excellent job of, working with citizens and working with the businesses. So mid-June, that's when we're going to start the sidewalk expansion there in front of Witts and Mystery, Nash Street, Paul's at the corner. Those sidewalks will be expanded. There'll be a sidewalk and curbs put on, trying to make that whole area safe. Most people know there's a sort of a kind of cars come whipping around the corner there. And so we'll start with the sidewalks in mid-June. The businesses will be open the entire time, although we might need metal ramps and gravel to keep access there. We, you know, construction noise, but we'll encourage people to keep patronizing those businesses. We're going to do that part first and then work on the curbing and then some of the sidewalks that will come around Eno Street and help make connections from Gold Park to the bridge and that whole corner. That really helps connect the neighborhood, makes the that area safer, and also will connect the trail. So there will be a direct connection, finally, this little tiny piece of the trail from Riverwalk that would connect to, so you can get to the Okadiche Mountain State Area, which is right to that area that we'll be gifting the property to the state. So all that is just going to come together and come together this summer. Very, very excited to finally have that underway.
Other construction projects going on? I know there was still some work going on at the town barn, right?
Oh, yes. That's our staff have had to sort of deal with some of the construction noise, but they're, you know, being real troopers about that. Very excited. You know, by fall, we are expecting a brand new meeting space, which was going to be in the former doctor's offices. It's across Corbin Street right there on from the original town hall campus. The town barn is going to be converted to some offices and give our staff some badly needed space. So they're willing to put up with the construction noise because they know it's getting done. But we will finally have our own meeting space that, you know, the board will, you know, it will still be, cozy, but it gives us certainly opportunities to have more people attend, and there'll be places where you can sit where, you know, there's not a post in front of you. I mean, hallelujah. So that's going to be a big deal for us. So we're hoping in, you know, very soon, certainly by fall, we're going to have an announcement about that, be able to have start having some of our meetings in our brand new meeting room space, and then get our staff into some badly needed new office space.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, before we let you go, other upcoming events in Hillsborough people ought to know about?
Well, you know, it's just always good to come downtown. Check out, as you've said many times, the Visit HillsboroughNC.com website, because there's always tours, ways to see the outdoor spaces. There's, you know, little food events and tastings that are happening. There's last Friday is coming up, a week and a half or a week from this coming next Friday. And so the arts are always around, outdoor space, and just always walking around the historic district area. And there's special events at the museum and the Old Town Cemetery and Burwell School. So check out the website, and it's just always a nice time to come on down to Hillsborough and hang out and enjoy the summer.
Awesome. Again, visit hillsboronc.com for events and happenings. hillsboronc.gov for town government events and goings on and updates. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.